It's going to cost at least $1 billion over the next 20 years to solve Vermont's water quality problems. But the Scott administration says that for now, at least, the state can cover the tab without raising new revenues. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
How to pay for the water cleanup is one of the most vexing fiscal dilemmas facing elected officials these days. So earlier this year, lawmakers asked a working group to come up with a long-term funding source. That group, which was led by Secretary of Natural Resources Julie Moore, issued a draft report on Tuesday. But instead of raising new revenues, it says Vermont should fund the cleanup using existing state resources, at least through 2024.
It's always a conversation about trade-offs, and certainly we've been having those conversations, and they need to continue within the various agencies of state government.
Specifically, Moore wants to earmark $22 million a year from something known as the Capital Bill. That's a pool of money the state uses to fund needed infrastructure projects. But Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says there are already a number of major demands on that money.
We have mental health facility needs, which would likely come from the Capital Bill. We have Woodside, the detention facility for youth, which is in great need of either repair or replacement. We have corrections facilities that are in need of replacement or rehabilitation.
And Ash says siphoning $22 million a year from the Capital Bill, which is almost a third of the total allocation, could force the state to shortchange other important obligations.
And that's the thing we're going to really have to understand, how we are not sacrificing the well-being of people with mental health issues and the public safety issues related to that in the communities.
Rebecca Weber is the Lake Champlain lakekeeper at the Conservation Law Foundation. Weber says in order for the water cleanup effort to succeed, lawmakers need a secure long-term funding source to pay for it.
Because many of the projects that need to be implemented on the ground, they require a certain amount of planning to take place.
Weber, though, says the administration's plan does not provide that long-term funding security. The public has 2 weeks to weigh in on the administration's water funding proposal. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.